Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express isn't real, Yolyle. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Monday, February 13, 2012. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live with special guest, Kasha. Kasha is an R&B pop singer, writer, arranger, and businesswoman. It's not just about music with her. It's about creating a distinctive presence in the industry. She is a native of Brooklyn, New York, and started her career like many who have gone before her in the church choir. New York is a wonderful place for the arts. If you have talent, interest in the arts, or have what might be potential, you will be welcomed by many of the various outlets or programs available to you, especially youth with the desire to pursue those interests. Kasha has a story about her journey to where she is now. However, before we get there, let's give ear to her most recent release, I Want You, produced by Mark Wilson. Me the opportunity to bring to you Kasha.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm thankful.
Excellent. Well, you know what I can say, and you'll understand what I'm saying. Brooklyn in the house, huh?
Hey, yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'm a Brooklyn native as well.
Really?
I really like, yes, I am. I really love your single. This is nice. I'm playing it in the background, as you can tell.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you are quite welcome. Now, before we dive into the music, I would like our listeners to hear your story because you have such an amazing story to tell. Your beginnings, we left off in your intro with you singing in the church choir. Now, where did you go from there?
Well, from there, I continued singing and singing R&B and just going out and continue singing. Mm-hmm. And from there, right now, I'm just still singing and doing different things and different doors is opening up for me and I'm taking it and meeting professional people and people showing me the ropes up to, you know, to critique my style and, you know, remain humble and mm-hmm. listen. And listen, you know, you got to listen.
Okay. Now, what schools did you attend while you were growing up?
Okay, I went to junior high school 263. Mm-hmm. From 263, I went to Beach Channel High School. From Beach Channel High School, I went to another school. That's another private school. Yes.
Okay, because
I'm educated. I got my education.
No. I went to Erasmus, so I was trying to see if you went to a performing arts high school or anything like that.
I actually would lie if I tell you I did. I actually went to school in Far Rockaway.
Yes, I know where Beach Channel is. It's real far.
Yes. I didn't go really to any schools in Brooklyn, but just the lower grade schools.
Okay, interesting. Now, you lost your mom at an early age. I mean, losing a parent at any age is devastating, but you lost your mother at the age of 14. How did that affect you personally, and how did that affect you musically?
It took a toll on me. I became very depressed over it, and it was very difficult for me to snap out of it. It was a really bad feeling, and I needed a lot of love and support and family that I needed all that support, the love, and, I had this one person, and that's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister gave me that love and that support and that nurture that I needed. And she, made sure I got my counseling. Losing my mother, it really took a toll on me. So I did have to get counseling for that. It took a real toll on me. And it changed me. And I kind of got it back together a couple of years later.
Mm-hmm.
And just gradually getting it together, and then just getting it together. But it was hard. It was a rough road for me.
Yes, because I lost my mom a couple of years ago, and in 2009, and I'm an adult, and it just shook me to the core.
Ooh, yeah. I know what you're feeling.
Yeah, and it took me, I guess you can say, a year and a half, maybe up until last year before I really realized that it was okay.
Right, that's amazing. Because, at the end of the day, your mother, her legacy lived within your soul.
Yeah.
When you look at your hand and you look at your arm, your skin, that's your mother. And you just look at yourself and say, this is my mother. This is her. This is her creation. I'm her creation. She will want me to move on. She will want me to be happy. Not sad. She will want me to celebrate. And I didn't know that because I was only 14. I didn't know. So somebody had to, really get in tune me as a young adult. They had to, really, nurture me. And it took a lot of that. But for young girls, it's not easy. So I had some strong women in my supportive group. I mean, I have some strong, strong sisters that held me down, that was in my corner, that, that was there for me.
Yes. Well, I thank God for the radio show because that was my catalyst to that was my therapy. It enabled me to just continue because, like I said, I was grown and I was I was no longer her baby anymore.
Wow.
And I couldn't go to her with whatever it was I wanted to go to her. I felt like I was an infant that just lost their, that someone took the bottle of milk away from me and I wasn't going to see that ever again. So
That's right. Really
shuts you down and shakes you to the core. And I do understand that. And it's amazing, how you were able to transcend that.
Everybody say that to me. Just yesterday people was asking me, well, how did you go through? What did you do? And I just said, I recommend counseling. I really do counseling. Sometimes you really do need to talk to somebody. And sometimes your family is not enough. You need professionals to intervene to, get involved and pretty much, educate you on it's going to be okay and what your mother will want you to do. And you think about it, she will want you to do the right thing.
Yes.
She will want you to do just the right necessary thing in your life. And that's what my mother was about. So all the people that helped me, they was absolutely right.
Yes, and I can hear the strength in your voice when you sing, and that is something. It comes from someplace that you can't explain and I can't explain, but that comes from the knowing that you are loved, and that's something that I try to explain to people. I do what I do, not because I'm courageous. I do what I do because I know that I'm loved.
That's right.
And the way I do it, you may not do, but this is because I know that I'm loved, and I know that my love comes from my foundation, and my foundation is my family, and my family is my mother.
That's right.
Yes. Now, the other amazing thing about you is at an early age, you began educating yourself in the music industry.
Yes. You have to, because it's so much. My mother was a singer, by the way. And my mother used to always, before she passed away, she just used to go over a lot of books with me, like reading a lot of management books, publishing books and things like that, and percentages and cuts and everything. I was like, oh my God, this is what the music is about. And, you know, she really, like, really made sure I understood what she was saying. And I'm like, this is what my mother was saying. She was like, you have to save your name, and you have to get your name, your trademark. You know, you have to get that situated, because they would take that from you if you continue. You know, I was like, what's she talking about? Take my name? Nobody can take my name. It's mine. It's on my birth certificate, you know? And, mm-hmm. Oh, guess what? Your name can get taken if you don't trademark that, by the way. So mm-hmm. That was one thing I did. That was the first thing I did in my tender ages, trademark my name for many years, because I knew I always didn't want that to bite me and haunt me. So I did that. That was the first thing that I did, and my music was copyrighted, and I joined ASCAP and things like that. Just learning to protect yourself, because there's so much energy, negative energy out there, and you just got to be very careful, you know?
Yes.
On a positive note, you know? You just got to be careful.
Yes, I do understand that, because that is your legacy. That is your hard work. That is your talent. That is your blood. That is your sweat.
Yes.
And you're putting it all out there. Now, you have your own publishing on ASCAP. For those of us who don't know what that means, what does that mean?
Well, I wrote a lot of music, but I actually haven't wrote any big songs for anyone. So I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I wrote for Madonna. I never did that. I would love to. Mm-hmm. And you pretty much, they liked the music that I wrote, so they pretty much, you know, I did my homework on how can I publish in? Company going on, and they just pretty much educated me on how I can get that publishing company started, and I pretty much did my research and networking, and I got my own publishing, and I started writing thousands of songs and getting it published, and if anybody want to use them, they can, you know. So that's what that's about. You just have to join ASCAP, and you do your research on that, and you can find out how you can get your publishing.
Okay, and that means that you have complete control over your music.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, that's excellent, excellent. And if someone plays your music without your permission, what happens to them?
Well, it depends, you know, because it depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. It depends. It varies. That's a tricky situation. It varies. It very varies, because ASCAP, they have a listening device that tracks the song down. You can't track it down everywhere. If there's a format where people are getting paid for their music to be played, then that's how you... you know, and track mm-hmm. it down. But sometimes people will play your music without your permission. And personally, that's kind of good promotion, if you want to know the truth. It's kind of good promotion.
Okay. Now, what is the fuel behind your passion?
Who? You know, like I said, I've been doing it for a while, and I believe in myself. And I love what I do, you know. And to make a difference, like, For what I went through in my life, I can't explain to you what I went through. But I went through many more downfalls in my life, but I never mentioned it. But it just made me stronger. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, I just put it through my music. I just put it through my songs. And it just set me free to sing. I'm in my own world singing.
Okay. Now, you wrote a song called I'm Leaving You, or Leaving You is what it's called. Now, that's a song you said you wrote for a family member. Do your songs come from inspiration or situations are you inspired by songs? Are you inspired to write songs based on situations that you've encountered, or things that just come up in mind?
Both. Situations that my family members go through, close, just people that go through certain things, women and mm-hmm. life that go through, you know, a lot of my friends, some of my family members. So I just take it and write a song, you know, on what they went through, like what you went through with losing your mother and mm-hmm. what I went through with losing my mother. I have a song for that too, but I never, you know, put it out. But, mm-hmm. you know, people get to hear it when the album come out. But, you know, things like that. I write about reality, what's going on today, mm-hmm. on how people can just take your name and think they could use your name and get famous off of you, and pretty much that's it, you know. So it's like the world is funny. I write about everything, what's going on.
Oh, okay, so your inspiration comes from everything that you experience and what you see all around you. So it could be anything. You could have a conversation with me and 15 minutes later, you can have a song written.
Mm-hmm. I could describe you in a song.
You're good. Because yeah. I'm complex. You're good.
Wow. What is your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Nice. Yeah, that's definitely. Mm-hmm. I love zodiac signs.
Oh, and what's yours?
That's how I write. I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
I write about the personalities of your sign. That's another technique.
Interesting. Okay. Now I'm really learning something now. Your first single, Leaving You, was released in 2004, and it received airplay on New York's Kiss FM. That must have been exciting. How did you feel when you first heard your song on the radio?
I was very overwhelmed. It was overwhelmed. I was mm-hmm. very joyful. I was very happy. I wish it would have been pushed more. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was more pushed, it would have probably been really big. But then when you're independent and you're not under a label, it's not, you know, it could be, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I was definitely thankful. I was like, wow, this is great.
And you also had the honor of opening for Colonel Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been something.
Yeah, that was amazing. He didn't even need nobody to open for him.
He is a powerhouse, okay?
Oh, my God. He had me like, I'm like, oh, my God. That man is amazing.
Yes, he is amazing. Definitely a powerhouse.
Yes, he is.
Yes. So, I mean, you have such an amazing voice, and you have been, like, located in the New York area, or have you expanded out to other locations?
I am expanding out now. Mm-hmm. One of my songs was in the U.K. It's called Leaving You, actually was in the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty much expanding now. I'm going West Coast, East Coast, and I'm getting myself out there now more than ever. You know, I'm with a different organization. I'm with more people and, you know, people that can make it happen.
Oh, great. That's excellent. So you're getting more exposure, more face time, so to speak.
Yes.
Oh, that's an excellent thing. Now, I can't have a conversation with you without asking you about the recent events in the news. I know that Whitney Houston was one of your role models.
Oh, yes, she was. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I am going to miss her.
Oh, we are all going to miss her. It was like she was just a part of everyone's family. She was like the sister girl, even though you didn't know her.
Right. Yes. Amazing voice, amazing person. And I don't care what nobody say, I will always love her.
Yes.
And she will always have a place in my heart because she was a wonderful person. And the personality that I remember as growing up as a child,
mm-hmm.
The greatest love of all, Oh,
yes.
My God, I can remember that song. And I used to be, like, looking at the TV, just looking at, like, look at our princess. This is our black princess. She just was our black princess.
And, yes, and she did do the Cinderella story with Brandy.
Yes. It was, like, tickled to see that on TV. You see mm-hmm. your own kind that's on TV that's, like, really amazing and beautiful and have everything that you, you know, want her, you know, just wish you could have. And, like, she just was that person that you look up to. You had to. And her personality just was amazing.
Definitely. Now, what I want to ask you is that we've lost some of the greatest talents in the music industry to drugs. What's your take on the industry and its demands on the artist?
You know, you have to be strong. You have to find a way to, it's something that Jay-Z did. Jay-Z, he brushes off his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people got to learn to do. That means a lot. It's a meditating thing when you brush your shoulder off, like brush the anger and everything, the critics, negativity, brush it off. That's how you make it in this business. You can't worry about what critics think about you. You know who you are. You got to be content, and you got to believe, and you know you got to meditate. And it's so much evilness out there that you got to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight it. You got to really pray. You know, you got to really pray and you got to really believe in yourself and really in tune yourself with people that's not into negative stuff like drugs. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to be around positive people. You don't want to be around anybody that's you want to be around it, but you don't have to be personally around it. And now, it's up to you.
And now, do you think that we have anything to learn from these tragedies?
Yes, there's so much to learn from these tragedies. It's like a lot of us, a lot of people is calling for help. And when you see people calling for help, you got to help them. You know, people, you got to help people. And even though you can't make a person to get, you can't make a person get help, but it's a way you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up on a person. Don't just give up on in your family. If you have a family or a loved one or a brother or a sister or somebody or a friend that's battling that demon, because it's such a demon. You have to be in a corner, even though it's not easy. You have mm-hmm. to be in a corner, and you have to don't give up on them. That's the key. You don't give up on them.
Thank you. That's, you know, those are very important words, and they're very true, because oftentimes we lose patience.
Yes.
And we can't do that. We have to be patient with them because God is patient with us. And we have to just turn and do the same thing or something similar.
Yes.
And yes. Now, you know, let's turn back into the musical aspect of Kasha. Now, what other songs have you have done and the inspiration behind those songs as well?
I've done a lot of songs that I'm pretty much working on now. A lot of my songs is happy, just being happy,
mm-hmm.
positive energy, you know, just like doing what you got to do in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing what you got to do. If you believe in something in life, go for it. Go for your dreams. I don't care what it is. If whatever you want to be, go for it.
Now, if there was some young folk out there who, you know, they desperately want to be in the industry, what words of wisdom would Kasha have for them?
Okay, don't give up on your dreams and your hopes. And also with, like, these network media places like Facebook and things like that, don't put your great materials out there like that. Because
mm-hmm.
the only thing you're doing is giving artists that's already out today an idea.
Okay.
And that's where you go wrong, because you put your great materials out on Facebook for people to hear it, and you thinking that you actually doing something positive, but it turns into a negative because you got an artist that just got signed, an artist that's been out looking for that, looking for an idea, and she got her scouters that's on Facebook. They're going to say, oh, that's the idea I'm looking for. And now they just took that idea, and they would turn your idea around, and you will, it would be similar to what you have, but not
mm-hmm.
really the same, but similar. And they will make millions over, and there's nothing you can do. So hold off on putting your ideas out there. Don't. I'm not saying to not. I say do a cappella. Show people you can sing. Do something. Do a showcase. Showcase yourself. Do something like that. But when it comes to your professional recording,
mm-hmm.
do not put it out there. Don't put it out there like that. No, I tell people don't do that. You're just giving people that got their deals already, that's out already, you're
mm-hmm.
giving them leverage. You're giving them leverage to take your material.
Okay, and if they spin it in a different manner, you can't say that they copied it.
No, you can't, because they switch it around so good. They would, like, say, like, a song would come out, you, like my song, I Want You.
Mm-hmm.
They can do a song called I Need You, I Need You, you
mm-hmm.
know, something like I Need. But you gave them the idea, which everybody do I Want You. Marvin Gaye
mm-hmm.
did I Want You. A
mm-hmm.
lot of artists did I Want You. So let's use that for, you know, people just take the idea. If it's something new that they're looking for, and there's an artist that is working on an album right now, she need that hit, and she hears this person, this independent artist that's, you know, independent, her scouters will call and say, check this out, and they would go in the studio and burn that song and
mm-hmm.
write around it. They're right around it. I'm not going to blow this artist name up, but she's good for doing that to people.
Oh, really? Now, what about beats? You know, because you always hear about sampling beats. Is that like stealing?
No, it's not really. If you're sampling somebody's beat, you have to pretty much, if they catch it, that's something you have to pay for.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something that you have to pay for, because if you don't pay for it, then that's considered as stealing.
Oh, okay. So that means you're actually taking the actual note-for-note situation and recreating it note-for-note for your situation.
Yes, can't do that either. certain things you can do, is a certain number you can do, a certain amount of beats you can use. But if you override the beat, then you have to pay for it.
Interesting. That is really interesting because a lot of people don't know. I don't know all of this, but that's really interesting. And you didn't go to school for this. You were able to learn all of this through intensive reading and research, correct?
Yes. Being around a lot of producers, they educate you, get under their wing, learn the music. You got to learn, it's deeper than just singing and dancing and writing. It's so much involvement in this business you got to learn, because if you don't learn that, you won't know. You know, so you got to, you know, really read books and just educate yourself on this business. There's no school that will teach you this. You can go to a great school of music, but they're not going to teach you this aspect of the music. They're not going to teach you that. It's something you will have to read and learn on your own.
I have to say, Kasha, you are an amazing talent. You have the look, you have the sound, but you got the business savvy. And that's, I've titled the show A Bright Shining Star. And that's what I believe makes a bright shining star.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, if people wanted to learn more about you or get in contact with you, how would they?
They can contact me through my new website. I have a website. It's called www.iamkasha.com.
Okay. And you're on Twitter?
Yes, I am. I'm on Kasha Today's on Twitter, and I am on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page. It's iamkasha.com. Wait, Facebook.com, I am Kasha.
Now, when will you be releasing an album?
Well, right now we're just doing singles. We're putting out singles. Mm-hmm. I'm working on an album, and hopefully somebody will pick me up to release it.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will pick you up, okay? I have no doubt about that.
And let me tell you, I give thanks to my PR firm that I'm working with. I'm working with one of the best PR firms you can ever imagine. My PR, Angelo Ellaby, is not just a PR. He's an educator. Mm-hmm. He educated me so much. He taught me a lot in the time that I've been working with him. He has taught me so much.
Yes, and I have to say thank you to Double Exposure and Angelo Ellaby and his staff, because
yes,
had it not been for them, we wouldn't be talking right now.
Right, yes. Absolutely.
They are amazing, and I really enjoy the fact that they keep me informed of all of the great talent that they have in their showcase, and it's
right.
An amazing group of people.
And,
wow. Yes. Okay, so we're coming close to winding down, and I would love to talk to you even more. You are welcome to come back with more of your music anytime.
You got it. You also can check me out this Friday on WBLS Live.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to be on the air with Kevin Hedge at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m.
Okay. 10 p.m. You said this Friday?
This Friday coming up,
okay.
The 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So, yes. Like I said, you are welcome to come back anytime, any new things you have that you want us to hear, please feel free. And I would love to have you back, because you are a wealth of information and you are a joy to speak with.
Thank you so much. Same here. I would love to come back on your show, and it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. And I would like to thank my listeners for their continued support. I would like to thank Double Exposure for keeping me in the loop. Thank you so much. I would like to thank my special guest, the bright shining star, Kasha, for joining us this evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.